Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. This is episode 42. And back with another episode. This isn't going to be a real long episode. I just wanted to go back and revisit a specific thing that's been coming up in a lot of fights that we've been having over the past few weeks and months and years now. I'd say maybe a year or two. And it's an ongoing thing where, you know, we really have to acknowledge this now, I think, as the fans and especially fighters. So today's episode is really focusing on fighters having the right tools. You know, fighters having the right tools for the job, you know, making sure that they're being adaptable fighters, you know, making sure that they know how to make adjustments, having a game plan, having a plan. Well, I won't say a full-on game plan, but having a plan B, plan C, and so on. You know, I think it's important for fighters to make sure that they're learning and opening their mind to everything in an evolving sport. You know, MMA is an evolving sport now. It's not the same as it was maybe like, 5 years ago. Of course, it's not the same it was 10 years ago, but you can actually see the evolution of MMA, especially when you want to be specific with WMMA. You know, I feel like every year there's like a new fighter or a crop of new fighters that are adding more to their arsenal. You know, they are growing as fighters. And if you really look at it, those are the fighters that are breaking into the top 10, you know, breaking into the top five and eventually winning belts. You know, every year coaches, they're researching and they're schooling their fighters, you know, and they're schooling, you know, their fighters that they've grown up with, you know, that they've grown with. They're schooling new fighters that come in the gym that the only way to really make it in mixed martial arts and have a solid career is being well-rounded. So those are the key words there, well-rounded. You know, I've been bringing that up a lot. I had people in my chat, you know, subscribers talking about fighters that are one-dimensional now. You know, they're getting frustrated with watching fighters come in with that one-dimensional style and then put on lackluster performances, you know? So they want to see fighters grow too. Not only their coaches, but, you know, fans, we want to see it. You know, the sport doesn't wait for anybody. You know, I've said that before, you know, the sport doesn't wait in any type of situation. It's like the workforce, you know, every day I'm learning something new in my job. You know, I learned something new because, you know, workflows change, processes change, you know, a process could change to become more quick and efficient. And, you know, I have to stay up on it. Or there's just certain situations where, you know, if one person isn't there, I have to do what that person does. You know, I might have to switch and say, oh, he's not here. Well, I can say I can handle that. You know, I have to have more than one skill. I have to have more than one skill to survive in the workforce to say, you know, he's not expendable. You know, he's not one dimensional. You have to be able to go out. You have to be able to go out there and say, I have to stay up on it. I've got to learn. You know, I can't be set in my ways and just expect to come there, go through the motions and then go home and not expect change not to come and push me out the door if I'm not really changing with the company or so on, or changing with the times of MMA, whatever it is you're in, you know? So I think, yeah, you have to stay up on it. Not only do you have to listen to your coaches or even at work, you know, follow the procedures, you have to go out of your bounds. You know, you have to go out of your bounds to learn more. You know, I think that's on these fighters to grow. Like your coach can only do so much. He can recommend changes, but it's up to the fighter to take up other disciplines and take that initiative to say, okay, I need to step out of the box. This is my bread and butter. This is what I love to do, but this ain't cutting it. You know, the one day somebody's going to neutralize what I can do. So I got to be able to say, yo, oops, you can't give me this time. I got this skill set. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just something that we have to talk about more and more. You know, this ain't the only time I'm going to talk about this in this episode, but it is the main topic of this episode, probably the only topic, I guess. I mean, more and more fighters are realizing that it's taking more than momentum and confidence in just having one style. You got to be versatile. It's sink or swim, you know. Let's just be real. It's sink or swim. One dimensional just ain't cutting it, right? Wonder Mitchell just ain't gonna cut it in the game. So bring the tools, fighters. You gotta bring the tools. Having a little bit of everything, don't be scared. You know, it's fine for a fighter to have his or her own style, but let's have that plan B through F or however many plans you need. You know, don't just go in there with a plan A all the time, just in case. Be prepared. You know, be prepared for the situation because MMA brings the unpredictable. Even in boxing, we learned that you got to have different styles, but man, come on, MMA, you're looking to sink. You're looking to sink coming in there with one dimensional, being one dimensional. So again, you know, be prepared with these plans. You might not need them every single time, but there will be a point you have to mix it up. You know, make a fight easier for you instead of making it easier for your opponent. Okay. That's the key right there. Make it an easier fight for you instead of making it easier for your opponent. But yeah, man, let's use some examples here. Why is it important to grow as a fighter? I mean, this past Wednesday was excellent. It was an excellent example. Just yesterday, you know, I feel like again, the flyweight division is a perfect example. You know, for a while, it just seemed kind of flat. You know, we had the champion Valentina Shevchenko, who's well-rounded. That's why she's champion. You know, she is that fighter that's superior in every way, in every department. I mean, she has her go-to, she has her signature style, but when it comes to the ground, she's there. When it comes to wrestling, she's there. When it comes to her BJJ, she's there. You know, she'll show up. You know, but if you look at the lower tier coming in, another perfect example was this past Wednesday's fight with Manon Fiorot. You know, Manon Fiorot versus Victoria Leonardo. Like I said, I was confident in that pick because, you know, I did research on both fighters. I've been keeping up with Victoria Leonardo since Invicta, but whenever Manon Fiorot came along and, you know, I saw that she had won a belt, I was like, hey, this girl looks, you know, she looks the part. You know, so let me go back and look at a few of her fights. And I went back and looked at some of her fights and I was like, okay. Oh, whoa. I was like, yeah, this girl right here has the goods. You know, it's one thing to see like a girl come in there and, you know, she's just knocking people out, just going straight in, knocking people out. You know, she's just known for the power. But Manon Fiorot, she was going in there and mixing it up every chance she could get. You know, it was almost like she was just working on different skills because it was her choice. You know, it wasn't like, oh, this fighter is just coming straight at me. Let me counterpunch. No, she was mixing it up at her own. You know, she was taking the initiative to say, let's work on my skill sets while we're in a fight. Because, you know, there's nothing like an actual fight to actually make improvements. You know, you've seen it in Erin Blanchfield, which I'll talk about her in a minute. But Manon Fiorot, she was actually counterpunching, fighting on the outside in some of her early fights. She would go into the clinch because she chose to. She would score takedowns because she chose to. She would fight in the guard because she chose to. So I was just like, okay, she's doing all of this. And then she grabbed the belt. I was like, Victoria Leonardo is really in for something. You know, granted, Victoria Leonardo had won the contender series, but that was a close fight too. It was competitive at times. Like if Chelsea Hackett had more to her game and not just be a Muay Thai fighter, a stand-up fighter, you know, she probably would have had more success because she did rock Victoria Leonardo in that fight. And I know that was just like one or two moments, but there were some key moments in there where I said, okay, if Chelsea Hackett can do that, then Manon Fiorot is definitely going to do that. And that's what she did. You know, she went into that fight, said, let me fight on the outside a little bit. I can counterpunch, use these check right hooks, and then I can meet her in the middle, or I could take her to the fence, or I can score a takedown. And then Manon Fiorot goes in there and she blasts Victoria Leonardo out in two rounds because she was able to be unpredictable. So yeah, like she was a fighter in there where I could say, okay, she wants to stand. She would like to counterpunch. You know, she would like to play it safe, you know, be a defensive fighter and just set traps. But Manon Fiorot knows that every now and then you got to test yourself. You know, you got to test yourself. You got to go in there and say, let me make sure I can get her full on respect. I might not get it on the feet, so let me take her to the ground and show her I got strength. And she did that. You know, I think it was the first round. where she picked Victoria Leonardo. No, I think it was, let's say the second round, either round. She picked Victoria Leonardo up and took her down. You know, most people would be intimidated because Victoria Leonardo has the strength. You know, she's, you know, a pretty big flyweight. But she went in there and mixed it up on her. And that's why I see a fighter like Mitnan Firo succeeding. You know, she won a belt in her organization. Of course, the UFC is a different story, but I can definitely see her moving up the rankings pretty fast. You know, I can see her staying active, really wanting to test herself because, you know, she's confident in what she can do. You know, and so, you know, a fighter like her behind the scenes, they're looking at everything. They're looking at every possibility to cover. You know, there's almost like a checklist, mental checklist with these fighters within camps. You know, they're saying this fighter is good here. This fighter is good here. With this block that we have unchecked, we really got to work on this. So, you know, they go back to the drawing board and they really work on that. Or they take a chance to work on it in a fight. You know, whenever they're not really sure about it, they test in the fight. And if it works in the fight, then you can check it off sometimes. Sometimes, you know. So, yeah, Mitnan Firo, definitely a good example of a growing fighter of today's era of WMMA. Letting you know that, hey, I got these tools under here and they're here if I need them. Whatever the situation calls for, I can pull it out. It's like Batman's belt. You know, Batman's belt, he's got everything for the job. The other fight, Viviana Araújo. Of course, she had a few holes in her game, but another perfect example of how you succeed against a seasoned veteran. Everybody else, like Macy Barber, Antonina Shevchenko, Andrea Lee, they struggle with fighters like Roxanne Modafferi. You know why? Because they don't have the ability to switch up. Like, of course, they probably have, they have the, what's the word? They have like the ability to understand that you have to adapt, but they can't do it on the fly. You know, Viviana Araújo, she could do it on the fly. And that's why I say she's another up and coming fighter that's going to be scary for the flyweight division. You know, which I'll talk about her her problem here in a minute. That's going to kind of hold her back. But as far as what she could do against a veteran, man, like she committed to her style. But the minute that veteran tried to come at her with her seasoned game plan, which is which she's known for, she said, "Oh no, I got that too." You know, she said, "I got that too, but I want to keep it standing right now. That's where we're going to keep it." You know, and that's what you got to do, man. Like you got to say, "Okay, no, no, no. I'm just as good as you, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go at our pace." You know, Viviana Araújo, boy, a couple of times whenever Roxanne shot in for those takedowns, nah, she stuffed them, boy. She stuffed them, and then she reversed it, got to the back of Roxanne, took Roxanne down, and damn near submitted her in the first round. And, you know, that's what I like to see. Like, oh, man, like this fighter's on her feet. She's a elite striker, bang, bang, bang. You know, she's going in there counterpunching, landing these beautiful shots. But then she switches it up and said, no, I'm just a solid on the ground. You know, and that's what a lot of people are wanting to see now. You know, they want to see fighters mix it up. They don't want to see you go in there for amateur takedowns or, you know, continue to throw strikes. And then all of a sudden, whenever somebody takes you down, you're like a fish out of water on your back. You know, you're on your back flopping because you can't do anything. No, like Viviane has a mix of everything. So she's looking good in every department. And, you know, that was something you have to appreciate. Like Viviane is physically strong. You know, that's another thing a lot of these fighters, they got to work on is their core. They got to work on their natural strength, not just power, but just like the natural strength to be able to put pressure on fighters and, you know, take the leverage off of armbar attempts, just different things like that. You know, so Viviana Araújo, another fighter that's on her way to having the right tools. I mean, the main critical tool that she needs, though, before she gets this title shot is working on that cardio, though. She did well to pacing herself out. I respect that. She really did. But when it's going to come down to like a fight with Valentina Shevchenko, Caitlin Chikagan, those fighters that can move on their feet, those point fighters, those distance fighters, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for that. You know, you got to make sure that stamina is on point. And I think that that's her main issue that could hold her back. And it would be sad for her not to correct that now because Viviana Araújo, she's going to go places. You know, she's definitely going to climb that ladder as long as she can continue to mix it up the way she's doing. So yeah, that's another good example of a fighter that's mixing up. And of course, Miranda Maverick, who's performing February 13th against Jillian Robertson. I think out of those two, the fighter with more tools under her belt is going to be the successful one. And to me, Miranda Maverick has more tools than Jillian Robertson. Now, it can come down to whoever gets, you know, into their game first, whoever gets into their element first. Like if Jillian Robertson was to take it to the ground, it could be a scary moment because she is that quick with the submission. She can submit you just like that. But if you're a Miranda Maverick or you're a fighter with an IQ, with tools, you will say, let's do everything in our power to take that element away from her. You know, let's never go in her element. Let's set traps. You know, let's set up this moat here. Let's put up the barbed wire fence. You know, let's put out the mines. Let's set those traps. So wherever she goes, it blows up in her face. She falls down. She drowns. She falls in the water and we drown her. You know, that's how you got to do it. That's the kind of mind frame you got to have when you go to war like this. Like, if you know this is that person's strength, don't give them any advantage. And I feel like Miranda Maverick has those tools to prove that on February 13th, which we'll talk about more of when we get down to fight week. You know, I'm going to do my breakdown for this one because, yeah, I think this is going to be another good example of well-rounded pushing out the one-dimensional. Jillian Robertson has time, though. I'm not going to count her out completely as far as, you know, out of the UFC, but I feel like right now that Miranda Maverick has those tools to get her out in this fight. But moving forward from here, you know, Jillian Robertson has to be working. You know, she's got to be working. She just can't depend on a one skill set. 25 years old. No, it's too early to be set in your ways. You know, you got to get in there. You got to become a striker. You got to become a wrestler that can set up takedowns off of jabs, off of punches. You got to be a kickboxer. You got to work on your Taekwondo, Muay Thai, a little bit of everything. Like, I feel like Jillian Robertson has elusiveness, and I think she is very athletic. That's why I would like to see her. I'd like to see her, you know, try to grow more. You know, she definitely is not, she's not a stiff person. You know, she can move around, so she really needs to take time to learn these other things and do just as well in these other disciplines as she does in, you know, BJJ and grappling, you know. But moving forward here with like Miranda Maverick, she's getting everything, you know, getting a little bit of everything, her striking down, her boxing down, her kickboxing, her jiu-jitsu, you know. And she knows that jiu-jitsu is what Jillian Robertson does. You know, she does take it to the ground. So I feel like Miranda Maverick has that one up to say, I can go into the tool belt and pull this out and we'll use this for the fight. You know, we can do different things. And that's another thing about being well-rounded. It puts more confidence in you. Like I said, going back to the workforce, like if you're able to do different things on a job, if you're able to work in different departments, you never have to worry about, you know, being laid off. You never have to worry about being taken out. You know why? Because you have more skill sets. And you also have confidence, like if somebody's not there, that has to call in sick, you can always say, oh, I got that. I ain't got to worry about nothing. You know, I can say, I got this. I got this job. You know, that's another level of confidence. Or if, you know, somebody comes along and asks you for advice on a position, you can say, oh, well, I know this, that, and this about this job. So it just puts another, you know, notch on your belt of confidence to be well-rounded. You know, you might not know every single thing about it, but you can at least give that person the fundamentals and the basics about it. And then they can kind of go with it and say, oh, I see what you mean. You know, so yeah, it's very important to be well-rounded. Like I said, do it every time in the workforce. I go above and beyond sometimes just to know more than I need, you know, and got to tell everybody that, but you know what I mean? Like what it is you know and what you don't know, but it's important for you to know whenever situations come up like that. You know, very, very important. So, yeah, I think Miranda Maverick is another good example of well-rounded fighters. And this weekend coming up, I think in the strawweight division, Amanda Ribas is another one of those fighters. You know, let me pull up some Reboss footage here. Just want to look at something while we talk here. Give me 1 second. Okay, so yeah, looking at Manda Reboss, what I've been seeing from her, I know a lot of people like her, because of her personality, but with that aside, like just seeing some of her early fights, I was like, okay, this fighter is one that wants to cover the basics. She wants to cover every ground and make sure that she's prepared. She's really looking to prepare herself for war. Like they're like the unpredictables out there. Like she knows that somebody I run into could have something better than me, so I got to make sure I know their game plan. You got to know your enemy, like they say, right? So she's that type of fighter I've been seeing throughout her fights where she's mixing it up, working on different things, and she makes those improvements. So this coming Saturday, that's what Marina Rodriguez is going to have to worry about. She's going to have to worry about this type of fighter that wants to take it to the ground, maybe even mix it up in my striking. Hell, they might even feel more confident to strike with me. Marina Rodriguez has to have that on her mind. So Marina Rodriguez got to be prepared for a fighter that's ready to strike, ready to kick, feint with kicks, and try to get me to the ground. So Marina Rodriguez has to find some more tools to her belt. Not just find them and put them on the belt. You got to grow accustomed to them. That's another part of being well-rounded. You got to take a walk with these type of tools. You got to get to know them. Let them grow onto you. Let them grow accustomed to your body. Make them accustomed to your body type. Whether you're long framed or you're short, wide shoulders. This is how boxing works for me. This is how kickboxing works for me. Just like that, So it's something you can't do overnight. So hopefully, Marina Rodriguez, after Carlos Esparza loss, this is something they've been working on time and time again, because Amanda Ribas, I feel like she's got some tools. She's got them. She's got them, and she's going to use them. She's got footwork, got a jab, got the jujitsu skills, very fluid on the ground. So I think this might be one of those moments where she goes in there and says, pick your poison. She might say, pick your poison to yourself. Whatever I want to do tonight, it's going to be game. It might be one of those moments where she feels that confident, but it's not wise to get overconfident either, because Marina Rodriguez striking is her bread and butter. I'm not taking away from Marina Rodriguez whatsoever. I just know that Amanda Ribas is a fighter that's been working, and her confidence grows. So it's important to be well-rounded, y'all. Very, very important. But yeah, with that being said, that's pretty much all I got on this episode. I just kind of want to go back and focus on one theme here. And real quick, let's say the highlight finish for this week. We'll go back to Wednesday. We'll say it was Manon Farrow. Shout out to Manon Farrow. She went in there and scored that second round TKO over Victoria Leonardo. Got me hype early in the morning, man, because like I said, that was the first fight to kick off the card, and it was 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. I got off work, took a power nap, drank some coffee, and boom, I was good. Then that whole card just got me amped up for the rest of the morning or day, and I'm not a day person. So maybe we need more UFC fight cards on like weekdays, man. Not every weekday, but every once in a while. But yeah, shout out to Manon Fiore. That's the highlight finish of this episode. Just mixed it up well. Control both rounds, finish the second round off with a head kick and a barrage of punches. The referee had to step in and stop it. So definitely check out that fight. It's on ESPN Plus. Good fight, good performance. But yeah, man, this is a topic I'm gonna always revisit, and I'm gonna be revisiting more and more. Just like fighters do in the gym, we got to be repetitive here sometimes. We got to do re I won't say repetitive, but repetition is a good thing. We got to bring this thing up every time, different ways, different flavors, and that's how I'm gonna do, bro. So yeah, man. Once again, I'm gonna say this though: you got to be able to mix it up. You got to be able to mix it up. And why? Why is it important to mix it up? Let me just put it this way. Once again, just I'm letting this sink in. I'm just letting this sink in for the fighters too that are listening. Make the fight easier for you instead of making it easier for your opponent. That's the best way to put it. So yeah, man. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at ComboBreaker99 and at All Box and Everything. And definitely subscribe to the Jab Podcast. That's on YouTube. I put the information up here. And also, there's the Cash App, you know, help the channel grow. And yeah, follow me at All Box and Everything, if I didn't say that. And yeah, definitely check out the episodes. CB99 Talks coming soon. CB99talks.com coming soon. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. I'll be back with another episode next week. Combo Breaker 99. I'm out. Peace.